And Diego is out, but he sent a nice, awesome mix in. So we will start with that. And we have some cool stuff. I'm going to be doing an album review today. Don't know how much of it I'm going to do, but it's the new Weathen album, Fantasy. So without further ado, here is Diego. Sorry, everyone. We're having some technical difficulties. I'll get this patched up right away. Don't really know what's happening. Mix is not loading, but that is all right because I can just find it in my Google Drive again. Ha 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 ha. Oh, how fun.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Button Pushers, where we feature content, mixes, and mashups of all kinds of electronic music, featuring stuff you can chill to. Stuff with a little bit more energy. Stuff you can vibe to. And of course, something to headbang to. Tune in weekly, Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. EST on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I hope you guys all had a really great week. I had like a semi-difficult week to a really difficult week. So naturally, the two kinds of music I've been listening to are super heavy music and super like emotional vibey music. And I wanted to feature mixes of both of these kinds, but I figured I'd save the super heavy stuff for when I'm actually in the studio. So for this week, when Harrison's in the studio and I have a smaller mix, I have some vibey emotional music, and all of it is from Japanese artists, because that tends to be my go-to whenever I want to feel a little bit more emotion in what I'm listening to. This mix features the artists Rejection, Nikoai 227, UCE, Ayure, Lapix, and Yuasobi. Before we get into the mix, I have two things that I want to talk about, and first of all is just, I'm kind of sorry for the transitions in this mix. This was more to feature some of the music I've been listening to this week, rather than making a really coherent and smooth mix. I think there's really only one transition that I'm, like, actually kind of proud of. The rest of them are just, like, kind of thrown together based off of their harmonic keys and, like, mixing and stuff like that. I hope you guys can appreciate the music a little bit more than the mix this time around. The second thing I want to talk about is the first song in my mix, which is by Rejection. If you listened over the summer, you know that Rejection had one of the hardest songs I think I ever dropped on the show. You had your turn. Okay, anyway, sorry about that. I know that was a little cheesy, but hey, I wanted to play just a little bit of Redemption by Rejection because it just goes so, so hard. But I'm also really impressed with Rejection because they also wrote the song that comes first in my mix. It features vocals from Sanso Nakamura, and it's called Moikaio Endless. I tried my best. I'm just so bad at speaking Japanese. But I was really impressed with Rejection's ability to get a lot more feeling and emotion into this song, as compared to what I've known them for, which is going like super hard in all of their music. I think having that kind of range as a producer is really impressive. I hope you guys enjoy the music, and stay tuned after to hear what Harrison has planned for y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, Thank you.
That was Diego's mix, and I've got to say, it did not disappoint in any way. That was so cool. I love like that Japanese, I guess like J-pop, electronic Japanese music, you know, like the what Porter Robinson tried to emulate, but like the real stuff. So good. So cool. It's like house and all that. Anyways, I'm going to read a little PSA to y'all today. And it is about that you should order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That is right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives, as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly expensive too. That makes it sound like it's... Oh, inexpensive. Never mind. I misread that. Inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. Damn, that sounds good. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA, PETA, website link and fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit. Or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from receipts and tips on eating out, recipes, not receipts. Once again, I can't read, I'm illiterate. Tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org, PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the people for the ethical treatment of animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. But seriously, though, it's actually really good for the environment to do that, so you should. Yeah, anyways, let's get into this. It's the album review for Wheat Thin. Yay! All right, first we have the intro with Chrome Sparks.
Yeah.
So, for the purposes of this review, I'm going to cut out a bunch of my favorite tracks, which is unfortunate because, I mean, they're all really good for my favorite ones, but I know they're really good and they're a bunch of bangers, but we're going to cut them out. I'm going to consider it when I'm thinking of it, obviously. Anyways, that was Free Fall by Weathen featuring Oliver Tree. Solid track, really cool, like early 2010, kind of like, I don't know, dance vibes for someone my age who is still in middle school. Yeah, that was a really, or elementary school, wow. Yeah, that was a really cool track. Yeah, so far, so good. That was also one of the tracks he dropped pre-release. So before this album came out, 7 out of the 15 tracks were released as singles, which is a ton. They're all really good. But cohesiveness is going to be interesting for this album, though they're all kind of tied together with a similar vibe. Anyways, this is In the Summer featuring James Young. Just for fun. So that was some pretty crazy side chaining. We are actually going to skip the next song, which is Hurting on Purpose, to go to Drum Down Mambo. We've already talked about Hurting on Purpose, I think, with Kayflay. Love Kayflay as a vocalist. Kayflay, Elohim, and Ash, maybe my three favorite vocalists for EDM. Kara scares me a little bit. No offense, Kara. But yeah, that was really cool. He has this like really awesome retro sound, and just the tension in that, and the like acoustic bass sounds, but also it being this very electronic vibe is so interesting, and it works really well. Anyways, this is Drum Down Mambo.
Beat the drum down, hey. Not a sundown, hey. When I come round, wait. What you want now? I'm the one now, I gotta run now, wait. I'm the one now, wait. Beat the drum down, wait. What you want now? Wait. Hey. Look who just came out on top, ha ha ha. It's a bird, it's a plane, no it's me, ha ha ha. Flyer than the butterflies and the bees, ha ha ha. And any diamonds wetter than the sea, ha ha ha. Brand new, real time, live action. Pose for the picture, I'm snapping. Round of applause, got them all clapping. Watch me get it now. Beat the drum down, not a sundown. When I come round, wait. What you want now? I'm the one now, I gotta run now. Wait. I'm the one now. Wait. Beat the drum down. Wait. What you want now?
Come on.
Come on. Sun shower got me by the hour.
for not being the title tracks, I've gotta say, these are crazy B-sides. Like, this whole album's quality so far has kind of blown me out of the water. Anyways, we're gonna skip So Good by Wee Thin featuring Bulow. Also, by the way, that feature by Jizaya, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but in the vocalist and drum down Mamba was crazy. His flow is insane. I love that. Anyways, that was Sunshine featuring The Knox. Now we're doing Clouds featuring The Wombats, another band. How fun.
Come join the dots, too over emotional. I know you said the life sounds better as a duet. I know you said you're swimming with the clouds again.
That was Clouds featuring The Wombats. Really cool vibe there. Enjoyed it a lot. Next, we're going to skip All In My Head with Grandson and go to Ocean Energy featuring Mr. Gabriel. Wow, I can really not talk tonight. Anyways, cool track. So far, so good, I think.
Just don't align. It's not fair. It gets later every time.
right. Just as I was thinking to myself, this album's sick, but you know what? This song may be the low point, kind of going on a bit long. Really good individually, but maybe in the context of everything too much. Threw in that switch up and it was really good. Okay, whatever. Moving on, we have Wave. We're skipping this one with, I think it's Starfucker, if I can say that on air. I mean, that's not me. That's his name. I'm just spitting facts, so don't get mad at me. Anyways, this is Wave. Interest of time, I'm just gonna talk over this a little bit. Overall, I was going into this being like, I'm gonna give it a 74 because I didn't really think it was pushing the envelope in any way, but after really listening to everything, that's changed. He has really cool references to like early mid-2000s, some throwbacks to like classic techniques, vocoders, other synth basses, even throwing in funk and rock in his sound. Really cool world he's created. I think as a live show that would be sick to see. I do think perhaps it doesn't push the envelope as much as it necessarily could, but it comes at the peak or end of this kind of funk rock electronic music genre, and I think so far he's probably done it best in his sound, or close to. And it's a really good culmination for all of that. So I'd say, I don't want to say 93 because that's too high. I want to say 89, but that's too low because we gave Pluko, if we gave Pluko a 90, this gets like a 96. Maybe we should change the scale to Pluko like 84, this 91. Pluko is an 84, this is a 91. Good album. Anyways, going on, I want to play the song of the week because we don't really have time, but this is Overrated by Memba. I really freaking hope I win their merch drop competition thing. You had to decode a message and I did it. I don't know if I was first, but I really want to win. Anyways, this is a really cool song, so please check it out. There are a lot of cool releases this week, like from Hex Cougar, so check them all out. Anyways, this is Overrated.
On your birthday, and I surface to say hello. Did I spoil your day or make it a little late to recreate it? I know. Now it's so awkward, yeah. I shouldn't have bothered you, no. Reminiscence overrated. And wishing it's a game. Now it's so awkward. Yeah. I shouldn't have bothered you. No. Reminiscence overrated. And wishing it's a game. I'm on.
Thank you all for tuning into Button Pushers this week. We hope to see you next week. Diego's going to be here. I'm going to send him the mix. Thank you all. And that is all. Have a nice rest of your evening, day, or night.